Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream. Oh, 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 oh. It's my dream.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tocchini. This program is presented by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, the only greeting card company that's out there making encouragement and mentoring cards. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to find out more information. Our very, very special guest today is Mitchell Levy, who is the AHA guy. And Mitchell, we are so glad to have you on Life Lessons today. Welcome.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to be here. Great to meet you and learn more about what you're doing. I love it.
Well, thank you. And would you be so kind to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and your own career journey?
Sure. My name's Mitchell Levy. You could always Google me, and that's one interesting way to connect to me. I'll take up the first 5 of 10 Google slots. I'm a people publisher, and I empower thought leaders to share their genius. So that's a culmination of so many things I've done in life, that has brought me to this stage. And I love doing that. The life journey, God, how do you summarize in 30 seconds? Born in New York, raised in Jersey, went to school at University of Miami and MBA, College of William & Mary, worked in corporate to 1997. I ended up running the e-commerce component of some microsystem supply chain. Since then, I have created 20 companies in Silicon Valley, run 5 conferences, created 4 executive business programs, have coached and been around, run a CEO networking group for 10 years, sat on the board of a public company for 9 years. And today, God, I got that in one breath. How is that? So, and today I've got a platform that makes it easy for people to both take advantage of and use social media effectively by sharing other people's wisdoms and to be able to quickly create their own book, which shows that they're the expert in the space. And it's the culmination of, I could have spent an hour just doing that previous stuff. So how about that for a summary? Does that work for you, Rick?
I like it. It falls right in line with what we're trying to accomplish. And we've got about 830,000 listeners who are a part of this quest to create a national community of mentors. And to that end, who has been your favorite mentors in life and why?
So favorite mentors are interesting. I could tell you my worst mentor, but I'm not going to do that one. That just sort of fell in my lap and wrong, right? Probably my favorite mentor was when I was actually at Sun Microsystems and I realized that I did not want to actually be in corporate or be there for a long time. And it turns out the very cool part is my boss's boss was my mentor. And he gave me a framework. And that framework allowed me to look at the world in a different way and eventually become the person that I am today. And I think what happened in that process, and then as I started speaking at conferences, running executive business programs, what I ultimately realized is it wasn't necessarily just that framework that was relevant. What was relevant and the best thing that a mentor could do for a mentee, or let me say the other way around, a mentee can also do for a mentor, is to give a framework that would allow that person to see the world in a different perspective and allow the person who's seeing it in that perspective to be able to then apply their skill set in a way that is different than they have before. And I'd say that's my best advice is for anyone who's out there today, if you haven't already done this, Rick, you're doing this today, you should go through life with at least one mentor and 2 mentees. And the goal is to figure out a framework you could present to them that works for their world, and they just, it allows them to be that much more effective.
Mm. It makes so much sense. It almost sounds like, Mitchell, that you have now created a greater purpose in your life and in your career to help others succeed. When did you have that brilliant flash, so to speak, or that lightning rod to happen in your life to make you realize that's what you need to be doing and how you spend your prime time?
So, by the way, what you're really saying is, when did you have that aha moment? When did you
that's
get
right.
that aha? you know, it's interesting. When I first started my consulting firm in 1997, doing strategic consulting on e-commerce, what I realized is, so I was the guy going around Silicon Valley talking to CEOs and VP operations, saying that, you know, there's this technology coming along, and we're going to be able to talk directly to our customers. We're going to be able to shorten the supply chain and therefore saving money. And by talking directly and working directly with our customers, we'll be able to sell more and also save money. And I actually had CEOs who didn't get it. And so we created an executive business program talking about it. And the primary focus there was to help people turn their – I didn't have the aha monitor there. The primary focus was to turn the light bulb on. And so it was really – it was back in the – late 90s that I realized the importance of changing a framework and therefore changing somebody's momentum. And what happened in that, for me personally, my journey there, that first morph was all about Mitchell Levy being in the room, whether I was consulting on a board of directors, helping to run a class or a conference. I then became a book publisher in 2005, which allowed me to figure out how to use leverage, because book publishers are all about leverage. 2013, I then went back to consulting. I decided to keep my publishing companies because they were really helpful, and I realized how to combine the two. And so today, what's fascinating is I've created a platform. So this is ahathat.com for those that are there. Ahathat.com allows you to take advantage of all the stuff that I've learned, because today, if you want to share content on social media, good, compelling content, we have 41,000 quotes you can share today for free. And so one of the aha moments I've learned, or one of the ahas I got, was simply 80% of the content you share should be somebody else's. Well, mm-hmm. You can go to ahathat.com. I've got 41,000 quotes you could share today for free. So pretty useful to share. Now, the other thing I learned is that we today want to do business with those that we recognize as experts. And the best way to still establish your, besides spending the years to be a PhD, the next best way to establish yourself as an expert is to write a book. And what happened if you could actually write a book in 8 hours? Well, we actually have had 300 authors write their books in 8 hours or less. And our current go-to-market strategy, because I know 8 hours sounds like a small amount of time. Normally, I get the gasp of air on the other side, by the way, when that happens. Normally, 8 hours is a small amount of time. But what we're finding for our audience is that what they'd rather have is have us do a two-hour interview and extract the genius out of their brain and then write the aha book for them. And so that's our current go-to-market strategy. Those that want to either write their own book or learn a little bit more, you can go to ahathat.com, ahathat.com/author. And we have there the complete three-step authoring process of what you would need to do to be able to write an aha book. And this is, I think, Rick, this is an interesting conversation and thought process for me is, How do you bundle up in a 10-minute segment sort of the life lessons that I've learned? And I think if I can get this across, the life lessons are you got to be the expert. People want to learn from you. And the expert is not the person who knows it all. The expert is the person who has figured out how to combine what everyone else is doing and share an answer or share a framework that's relevant for the person you're talking to.
Hmm. That is extraordinary advice. Mitchell, where can our listeners find out more about you, and how can they learn how to aha that?
Thank you so much for using aha that as a verb. that's my goal, so I appreciate that. You know, there are two ways. One, feel free just to Google my name, Mitchell Levy. Connect me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yes, just tell me why, only because there's a limitation, and I'm happy to connect to you. The other thing that I'll make this offer for your audience, and also we'll give you a call and we'll talk a little bit more at some other point in time. Go to ahathat.com/author. There's a three-step process there. Fill out the first as a Word document. The second, I've curated over 50,000 aha messages. So the second is a single PDF on how to write an aha message. And the third is a spreadsheet. And there you type in your aha messages. So fill out 10 or 15 aha messages. Fill out the first Word document, you know, what's the book, what you're going to write on. And then send it off to the email address that's there and say, hey, you've heard Mitchell Levy on this show, and you'd love to have him give direct feedback on whether or not this is the right idea for you. And here's what I'll say. I'm happy to do that. My people will make sure I see it. If I could leave one last hint with the audience, Rick, can I give you one last hint for people to think about?
Please do.
Okay, so here's the hint. When you're writing your book, and particularly for us with the AHA books, you're not writing the book that solves world hunger. What I want you to think about, who are you, what do you do, who are your prospects or who are your customers today, and what problem do you solve? Because if you write a book that addresses the problems that your prospects and clients are facing today, guess what? You're the author of the book that addresses the problems your clients and prospects face, and who is the expert? Well, when they Google, I have this problem, your book pops up. Guess who they think the expert is? And that's what we do, and that's what you should be doing, whether it's in this platform or another, is being very focused and targeted on the audience you want to reach and demonstrating that you could solve their problem.
Excellent. Well articulated. Mitchell, thank you so much for being on Life Lessons. My sense is that we probably need to do a series with you and have people call in to be able to get to talk to you live and help direct their lives. So thank you. In case no one is grateful to you today, thank you for changing other people's lives and for having this abundance mentality of sharing 40,000, 50,000 free quotes that'll help encourage and mentor others.
Well, you are awesome. My pleasure. I love doing it. So thank you for your acknowledgement.
You are most welcome. That was the AHA guy, Mitchell Levy. We appreciate him being on our Life Lesson show today. And make sure you Google him. That's Mitchell Levy, L-E-V-Y. He's all about AHA that. That is a great active verb. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons. We want to thank our sponsor, Gracefully Yours, Greeting Cards and Journals, for their fantastic support of Life Lessons. You can go to gracefully-yours.com today and purchase their mentoring greeting cards and encouragement cards. They do just a fantastic job. I'm Rick Tocchini, and until next time, as we always say, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a good one.